My personal yogi is Carolina Herrera Flores, author of Learn, Commit, Grow with Personal Yoga and your new book, Wellness Core Secrets, a yogi's guide for caretakers and busy yogi professionals. And so today we are on again on this amazing platform and podcast, talking a little bit more about personal yoga and about having your personal practice. How is it going, guys? I am super excited to be here with you. I know that this practice has brought to me so much calm and zenful moments during my day. That is why I choose to be here. That's why I'm here sharing with you my passion of making sure I am including at least 10 minutes a few times a day to master my breath, to share with you guys how to go about this. This is something that is challenging at times more than others. And the more that you do this, the more that you practice, it's definitely easier and easier and easier each time. Just like with everything else, you know, that power of habit, making sure that you're setting goals, that you're doing things as you're saying that you're doing them. Because it is important when you say you're going to do something to actually do something about it, right? It does not matter if it is just one little thing. It's a matter of being true to your word. And in this case, you are glowing with your flow, meaning you are enjoying those 10 awesome minutes that you're creating that space for, that you're choosing to be mindful of your breath, that you're choosing to be mindful of your movement and allowing that oxygen to move into your body, to your cells, and giving you back some of what you put out into the day, because your days are busy. Your days are, well, you know, super busy. And sometimes it's hard to stop those days because you're having fun too. This is what you like to do. And, you know, what can you do? It's something where you give out and you give in, and you have to have some sort of balance for your days. Even though that is kind of hard to do. But here we are talking about making sure you include that time and get ready for it. I know it's been amazing to watch students grow with me and to not only take in the breath and the movements and so on, but attach words to it, attach creations to it, inspirations to it. It's amazing once you give yourself those 10 minutes at whichever times during the day, how well you feel, so that you actually take other things into consideration for you to do. If you're telling yourself that you're going to do something and you do it, you feel good about it, right? So the next day you might find yourself telling yourself, okay, I'm going to do this other thing. And then you do it. And then you have a few things on your list that you're going to do, but it's okay. That's why we have a 10-week course ready for you, so that you can learn to do your laundry list of things that you're telling yourself you're going to do and how you're doing about them. Because it is important to see for yourself all the hard work. And it is important to see for yourself if that goal, if that step that you wanted to take was necessary or is necessary as your aging comes by, as a good friend, right? Because that's what we want to happen over time. We want age to be a friend. We want to remain active with goals and things that you want to do, and making sure that you're taking those 10 minutes to breathe and enjoy the time breathing. Even though life does throw you some instances where things aren't going to be easy. So, you know, perhaps you experience a loss, or you are going through some grief, or some other emotions show up for you, then it becomes challenging. Then it becomes really intense for you to focus on this breath, and you may have found yourself that at some times you do forget about your goals, and you know, you're just another human, and that's okay, because we are all humans and we are going to go through some steps, processes that are challenging. And what we can do is take them, grow with them, and yeah, keep breathing. If you're alive, you're breathing. If you're here, you're breathing. And working on that breath is a good thing. It is really, really a good thing. And I am so happy to be here with you, sharing a few words in a different format about personal yoga and your breath and your movements. And yogis, make sure that if at all times, whenever you're doing your personal yoga, that you are breathing and that you are having a good time and that you're disconnecting from everything. I know I've encouraged you to start off with some type of technology and so on, but the goal really is to be able to disconnect for 10 minutes and do some breath work and some movement with some yoga moves. That please reach out if you want your own session. We can definitely arrange that. I know this upcoming class is already full, but we will be having more. So stay tuned, yogis. It is a pleasure being here. And congratulations for leading a personal yoga experience class. I am so excited for you. I am so happy for you that you are willingly practicing your breath and your movements during busy days. It is definitely hard work. This work is for heroes. So I want you to make sure you're congratulating yourself for understanding how your practice is going and having a system around this and being able to work on it very humbly and making sure that you step into your mat thinking, you know, this is the first time I've stepped into my mat today, and things are different in every single time you approach your personal yoga, and that you are thankful for those 10 minutes. Attitude is the new gratitude, guys and girls. So thank you again for letting me be here and being your personal yoga teacher. It is a pleasure of mine. If you haven't visited my website at www.wellnesscoresecrets.com, you can get started 7 days. And or if you are thinking about it and you still aren't really sure, you can go to www.bestpersonalyoga.com and get yourself started. Hope you're all having an amazing day, and namaste, yogis. Enjoy. Oh,